From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Paramedics President Mark Evans said with the addition of a fifth paramedic vehicle to Greene County's fly car system, response times have been significantly reduced on the mountaintop. Acquisition of the paramedic vehicle that prepares patients for transport prior to the arrival of an ambulance was approved by the county legislature in November 2019. Evans said of the new vehicle, which went live in April, and I quote, "It's been going exceptionally well. Having that truck there has saved several lives," end quote. Before the addition of the new vehicle, response time on the mountain were approximately 5 minutes longer than the 9-minute response time in the valley. Legislator Harry Gardner, who represents Hunter, was pleased with the quicker response time. He said, and I quote, "I could not be happier. I want to thank all involved in having this happen, Greene County EMS Mark Evans and everyone else and our legislators for seeing it through," end quote. Huntertown Supervisor Darrell Legg said the car has, and I quote, "been a godsend, really," end quote. Prattsville Town Supervisor Greg Cross said the fly car made all the difference this summer, helping to save multiple lives. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. News10.com is reporting Dollar General will pay its workers to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Its employees will each receive the equivalent of 4 hours of wages if they choose to be vaccinated, according to reporting from the Wall Street Journal. The Tennessee-based Variety Store is one of the first large employers to pay employees to receive the vaccine. The company has 16,720 retail locations in 47 states and more than 157,000 employees. Experts say employees can require workers to take safety measures, including vaccination. That does not necessarily mean getting fired if the vaccine is refused, but the employee might have to sign a waiver or agree to work under specific conditions to limit any risk posed to the workers or to others. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has allowed companies to mandate the flu and other vaccines and has also indicated they can require COVID-19 vaccines. There are exceptions. People can request exemptions for medical and religious reasons. Dollar General has stores in Greene and Columbia counties, including locations in Greenport, Athens, West Coxsackie, Cairo, and Palinville. And you can read the full story at news10.com. CNY Central and WHAM-TV are reporting in the third installment of his State of the State address Wednesday, January 13th, Governor Andrew Cuomo focused on the development of green energy technologies in New York. In addition to addressing climate change, the governor said transitioning to a green economy will also provide crucial economic benefits for the state in a post-COVID world. He said, and I quote, "Today, I believe the stars are in line for real progress if we connect the dots," end quote. The governor outlined 4 goals for building a green economy statewide. Identify projects that can adequately support energy needs in New York, stop relying on other countries for green energy supplies, and produce them here in New York. Build transmission capacity to help connect places where energy is generated to locations in need of it, and train and educate a workforce that can meet the demands. Cuomo said all 4 goals must be accomplished simultaneously. He announced 26 private and public sector partnerships aimed at starting 100 renewable projects throughout the state, with 68 projects already underway related to solar and on and offshore wind projects. Cuomo also proposed what he said would be the largest wind energy-focused project in the nation. Also announced an effort to help train the green energy workforce, including the development of a $20 million offshore wind training institute. And you can read more at cnycentral.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.